Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Joining me today is KNDY's very own Bruce Dierking, who recently went on a trip to the Baltic States. And he told me how that experience was for him and his wife, Lisa.
That was really a neat experience. We hadn't traveled international since COVID, long overdue. This was the tour with the Kansas Ag and Rural Leadership Group. I was part of that, 25 years ago. And they do alumni tours from time to time. They'd gone to Brazil 2 years ago, and this trip was to the Baltic States, which many of us had to look to see for sure where we were going. We are on the border with Russia. That is the furthest northeast in the European group of countries, and the Baltic States would be Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. They are just south of Finland. People can identify with Finland, Sweden, that parts of the world.
He recently gave a presentation about his trip to the Rotary Club this past Monday.
Yeah, I talked to the Rotary Club on Monday. They do programs here with the local Rotary Club and had an invitation, had a nice turnout for that. And we shared some of our pictures, took a lot of pictures over there. This was part of our leadership tour, so we had some really neat opportunities to see a variety of things. A lot were ag-related since we were Kansas Ag and Rural Leadership, but we also had chances to tour the cities that we were in. We went to each of the capitals of those countries. In Estonia, that would be Tallinn. In Latvia, that was Riga. And then in Lithuania, we were in Vilnius. And then quite a few rural stops in addition to that.
Before heading overseas, he had some expectations about the trip.
I think going in, we had an itinerary. But beyond that, no, didn't know A, who was in the group with us. They were diversified mostly from southern Kansas for whatever reason. My wife Lisa and I were the only travelers from northeast Kansas. But we all met in Tallinn as we arrived. And then we jumped right into it. We did a city tour in Tallinn, which was their old city. And the next day we were on a tour of a vegetable processing and vegetable production operation. Most of our operations were fairly small, and by small I don't mean mom and pop small, but they were, you know, some with a dozen, some with several dozen employees, and that was part of our itinerary then over the next 10-day period.
His expectations changed while visiting.
It was a neat experience for me in that the Baltic states have not been independent but 35 years. So they received their independence in 1991 as things started to change with Gorbachev and in Russia. Previous to that, from World War II, these countries of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania were under Russian occupation. And that was really interesting, especially from an agricultural standpoint, where under Stalin and the Russian occupation, they had collective farms. It didn't work well. There was no incentive, and the collective farm system was something they really struggled with. So gaining your independence within my lifetime, within the lifetime of many of the people that we met over there, was really a neat experience. I think perhaps they value their independence more because they don't take it for granted. And they're also very close to, well, the border Russia, but they're one state away from Ukraine. They would be just bordering Belarus to the south. South of Belarus is the Ukraine. So all of these people had a heart with the Ukrainians because of the problems they're having with Russia right now. And we would see flags for the Ukraine flown very frequently. Their buses had We Love Ukraine. There was a banner on the top of one of the buildings, I believe it was in Vilnius, and it said Putin the Hague is waiting for you. So to be that close to a Russian occupation and having seen that within their lifetimes, that was eye-opening.
He saw the world differently after the trip.
It did. And then at the same point, things are very similar outside of a language, and most had some command of English, and there's just a hodgepodge of languages in that region because of their history. But past the language, it seems like our lives are pretty common. The challenges that they face within many of the businesses and agricultural operations is finding help. The younger people are not interested in working agriculture for a large part. They commented several times on high labor costs, and they were lamenting that $10, $11 an hour was a challenge for them to meet and be profitable. And we kind of shrugged and said, we're starting around $15 an hour in many cases in the States, and we experienced the same challenges finding labor to help in many operations, especially the physical type operations is a challenge.
Thank you to KNDY's very own Bruce Dierking for sharing his insights about his trip to the Baltic States. If you would like to hear this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.